A new Missouri home care form has been generated. Their name is Dolores Martin. Press any key to connect with Dolores.
Hello.
Hi, Dolores. It's Stella from Deluxe Home Care. I see you just submitted a form.
Is this Phoenix Home Health?
We're actually Deluxe Home Care. We're a home care agency as well. We can assist you if you need help. I see you just submitted a form with us that you need home care.
Yes. How much y'all pay an hour for your workers?
So it would depend, but how many hours do you have?
35 a week.
35 a week. So the starting rate is $15 an hour.
Okay. Well, what I want to do is I have a worker. How would he put in an application?
So if he wants to work with us, we'll need to call the state, let them know that you want to come with our agency, and then I will assign a specialist to your case. She's going to help him get him under, like, as a caregiver, a legal caregiver.
Okay. So you got my information. Can you look it up now?
I just got your name and data, your name and phone number, and your email address, the only one you had sent in. Can I get your date of birth so I can check it up on Medicaid?
7/29/1956.
Got it. Are you with a current agency or you're not with an agency?
No.
Yet? You're not with an agency?
No, I'm not.
Got it. But you were already approved for home care, right?
Yeah.
You were.
UnitedHealthcare. Yeah.
UnitedHealthcare. Got it. Let me see what's... Let me try logging in. It is a bit slow. Do you have maybe your Medicaid ID?
Huh?
Do you have your DCN ID with you, your Medicaid ID?
Hold on. Hold on for a second. Let me look in my pocket.
If you don't find it, I can check it up for you. Actually, it's fine. I'll just check it up because it got the system opened. It was slow.
So. Yep. You want my United Healthcare number, member ID?
Not United, your state ID.
Oh, the Medicaid.
Your MO Health, yes. But it's fine. I'll check it up for you. Just forget it.
Okay, please.
Give me a minute. Your first name is Dolores, last name Martin, right?
Yes.
Let me see. Something is wrong. It did not come up. Let me just go. Dolores is D-E-L-O-R-I-S.
Yes.
Martin is M-A-R-T-I-N.
Correct.
And your date of birth? Okay, got it. I know where it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The date of birth was wrong. It's 1956, right?
Yes.
Okay. That was just one letter wrong. Let me see if it will come up right now. Okay, got it. I see actually your Medicaid is inactive. You only have United active, but Medicaid is inactive. Do you know that?
Okay. Yeah, they told me I can get it through United Healthcare is the one that told me I can get
United
it.
United Healthcare, like you don't want to go through Medicaid? Because I don't think United Healthcare will approve it if your Medicaid is inactive. You will go through United Healthcare, but your Medicaid is inactive. I see you have a spend down as well, right?
Yes.
Are you at 3rd?
So you can.
824 East 49th?
Yes, I'm there.
L Kansas City, got it.
Yes.
So actually, you will need to activate your Medicaid in order to get home care because United won't approve it for you if your Medicaid is inactive and if you have a spend out.
Okay, thank you.
Do you know how to reactivate it? Do you want me to give you the information?
Yeah, give it to me.
Okay, sure. Let me pull it up. I'll give you the number where to call for the spend out and to reactivate the Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
So for the spend down, their number is 855 600
Yes.
4412
Thank you.
Okay, just call them, tell them you want to take care of your spin down, and then you'll take care to reactivate your Medicaid as well. Okay? But I'm going to have a specialist. Mm-hmm. I'll notify the specialist that you're working on it. Do you need the number to reactivate the Medicaid as well?
Yes.
Okay, their number is
855
373-4636.
Thank you.
Okay, just call them, take care of it, and we're going to follow up with you and make sure you get services as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a wonderful day, Dolores.
You too.